Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball, the conversation early on. Bet page we go. It's Charlie. It's the fan. What's going on, Charlie?
Hey, Moose is in the house. Moose, great job. I love listening to you all the years. It's the first time I've ever spoke to you. And great job on TV. But my Mets have got me really pumped. I'm going out there tonight. BT makes a little fun of me because I go out there with my rusty Cobb jersey. But I am pumped for the game tonight. And this new kid, Nolan McClain, he's the real deal. The kid's got a set of cojones. The kid goes 8 innings. I want the rest of the Mets pitching staff to feed off it. We need to do the right thing. That kid saved the bullpen last night, and that's what we needed. We need pitchers to go longer. And everybody's feeding off the bottom of the lineup. Everyone's hitting that lineup. Everyone's putting the numbers up there. And this was the Met team we all thought we were going to get going back to opening day and back in April. And it's finally coming together. It's working right now, but I need to see it more consistent. I can't have a flop now against Miami, because then what we just did in Philadelphia will be a real big setback. We need to keep going forward, and that's what I want, Moose.
No, I get it. Well, Charlie, enjoy wearing the Rusty Staub jersey tonight out at Citi Field as you take in the game with Clay Holmes on the mound as they open up a series against the Miami Marlins. Jonah Tong on the mound tomorrow night as he makes his Major League Baseball debut. Yeah, you should be excited. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I mean, McClain has injected a little bit of energy, a little bit of juice, a little bit of excitement. You've watched it, the efficiency, 95 pitches over 8 innings of work, going out there and, you know, no walks, being competitive in the strike zone, not being a pure velocity, max effort kind of a guy, the confidence, the swagger that he has. A lot to like. I mean, I gotta be honest with you. Like, I'd be an idiot to come on the airwaves this morning and kind of poo-poo it and say, not all that impressive. It's impressive. It's fun to watch. And it just shows you, like, as we have gone on, and in Major League Baseball, there's been a trend where the bullpens have just kind of overtaken anything. Like, teams are deathly afraid, based on analytics, of allowing guys go out there and go through a third time through a lineup. The competitive juices. I mean, that's really what set guys apart. Yeah, you got to have the physical attributes and you got to be really good athletically, but it's your competitiveness, to be successful, to continue to work, to want to be great, all that kind of stuff. Well, we've leaned against it or away from that in Major League Baseball. Really have. When it comes to handling pitching staffs, we can get into how you grade out players, how you judge out players, and the use of analytics and how we've kind of lost the heartbeat to the game, as Joe Torre used to talk about. But, we don't lean into that all that much. We really don't. And I think it does a disservice, to starting pitchers. I heard Darling talk about that the other day, and the development of those pitchers, to be able to kind of push the boundaries. That's what you want. That's when you learn about people. That's when you learn about athletes, is when they're a little tired, a little worn down, and you continue to push them through. Not to the point where, they're going to get hurt. But you mean to tell me, we wouldn't see the gutsy performances of, say, like Jack Morris, dating myself, going back to that World Series against the Atlanta Braves? What about what we saw all those years, a big game pitcher like a David Cone was, like an Andy Pettit was? You want to see those things. And McClain, you know, there was no conversation. It wasn't like he was at 100 pitches last night through six innings. He threw eight innings, you know, of four-hit baseball, and he threw 95 pitches. I mean, really efficient, strike thrower. You know, he threw 95 pitches. 71 of them were strikes. Impressive. Neil in the Bronx up next to the fan. What's going on, Neil?
What's going on, Moose? I'm a huge Yankee fan, but I agree with you 100%, Moose. Watching the Yankees beat up on the Nationals just show one thing. The home run or bust strategy they have only works with bad teams. That is not going to work against good teams, especially in the playoffs when you get deeper where the pitching gets better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's not. The home runs go away. I mean, you're going to see big home runs. We saw one. We saw a number of them last year for the Yankees as they made it to the World Series before they lost to the Dodgers in five games. You saw a number in that Cleveland series, Stanton, Soto. But yeah, those do have a tendency to go away. You're not going to daylight teams. You're not going to go out there and embarrass teams. You're not going to have a game in which you hit five, six home runs. All the stuff that we've seen for this team. And listen, I'm not telling you it's not enjoyable. Like, yeah, it's enjoyable. You know what I mean? Yeah, Yankees did to the Nats what a good baseball team should do against a team that's not particularly good. I mean, that is what they did. You know, and they should do the same this weekend against the Chicago White Sox. The concern you have, and what I talked about earlier on in the hour, is this, is when the Yankees have faced good baseball teams, based on record, they are playing to a losing record. I mean, they just are. I mean, those are facts. I mean, we're coming off a weekend in which the Yankees lost 3 of 4 against the Boston Red Sox in a variety of different ways. One game having four errors, another game, you know, the Red Sox daylighted them with that big top half of the ninth inning, you know, and they lose that game 12-2. I mean, so variety of different ways, but the Yankees showed themselves. I don't care about who's more talented than that. Results are results. You know, that's what professional sports is about, right? This is not about the Yankees. This is not a draft and develop team in 2025. This is a team that, you know, wanted to take the very next step after getting embarrassed last year in the World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers and trying to win a World Series. Because as we click the years on by, you know, Aaron Judge is not getting younger. He's getting older.
Yes. They're just wasting his years. His years.
Well, we'll see how this year does end up. Do I have supreme confidence? Can the Yankees get through the American League? Yeah, I mean, I think it's a possibility that the Yankees get through the American League. The concern I have, Neil, is can they play consistent quality baseball enough to be able to do it? Like, that's the issue that you have. And we have not been able to see that. Not against good teams. Pat in Manhattan, up next to the fan. What's going on, Pat?
Yes, Moose. First off, the first game of the series, the first game of the season, the first series of the season, the Yankees played Milwaukee, and the Yankees destroyed Milwaukee. Milwaukee has the best record in the National League. Yeah, I remember after that series was over, they said, "Oh, the Yankees beat up on awful teams." That was what we heard. Now the Yankees played Seattle. Are they an awful team? They've won 5 out of 6 games against Seattle. They played San Diego. They won 2 out of 3 games. The Nationals, who they destroyed, didn't they just take a series from the Mets 2 out of 3 games?
They did.
I mean, yeah. Now, by the way, Moose, last night, Toronto had a comeback, and they won. Yesterday, Toronto came back. If Toronto didn't have a three-run rally in the bottom of the eighth inning and won that game, the Yankees would have been closer to first place than the Mets, despite the fact that the Mets swept the Phillies. The Yankees have won in the last 15 games. They've won 11, and they've lost four games. And they gained ground. Okay. Now, the thing is, but we dwell on the fact that they lost 3 out of 4 to the Red Sox. Mark, there was a call you had earlier, and you skew
Pat, regarding the Yankees.
And
then do I look at the Yankees right now with 29, 30 games to go in the regular season? Do I look at the Yankees as being a championship team?
You can bring up examples.
You're going back to the opening weekend against Milwaukee. Okay, great. They won a series against San Diego. Okay, great. They've played well against Seattle. How they do against Boston? What happened up in Toronto? I mean, we can look at it. And here's the other aspect of it. The National League is decidedly stronger than as compared to the American League. So if you want, like I said, you don't have to agree with everything that I said. It is my opinion. So you have a different opinion. You're giddy about the Yankees. You're excited about the Yankees. You look at the fact that they hit 6 home runs yesterday against the Washington Nationals. The Yankees have turned a corner. Now all of a sudden they're going to go out and play championship baseball, something we have not seen them go out there and consistently do. You don't necessarily care that they're reliant on the home run to score. Okay. Like I said, everyone can have differing opinions. Do I look at this team and have the utmost confidence that they're going to be playing their best come October? I don't. One guy I do believe will was Stang. And like I said earlier in the hour, if you've been on his rear end, get off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.